Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Murray Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. In this interview, Chris Cubbage talks to Steve Shupp of Asterix Information Security, the largest pure-play security consultancy in Western Australia, and discuss their rapid growth over the last 6 years. The two also discuss the maturity of the information security industry in WA, particularly with respect to engagement of corporations' directors and board in cybersecurity issues. Chris and Steve also discuss Asterix's strengths in the business and their work with developing the cybersecurity industry from the bottom up.
I'm joined by Steve Shupp, the founder, co-founder, get that right, of Asterix. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Chris, good to be here.
Steve, we were just saying, 6 years it's been going.
Yeah, I know,
Asterix,
right?
And yeah. There was a photo on LinkedIn recently with the largest pure play WA cyber company in Western Australia. Well done.
Thank you very much.
And I do remember those early days.
Yes, the four of us.
Very much. And Dave Taylor's dubbed you in for this one, so
yes,
thanks, Dave.
Absolutely.
Look, maybe just tell us about that journey that you've had over 6 years and getting to 60 staff now, yeah?
Not quite.
Oh,
close.
No.
Where it might have looked like 60 on the photo.
It
but
might have.
Yeah. We're up to about 21 people in the business
okay.
now.
Sorry to mention 60
then. That's the aspirational target, right?
Got it. Yeah. That's 2018, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, look, it's been an amazing ride for a bunch of technical people to get together. And really, we came from different parts of the industry, but all saw that there was a need in Perth for an organisation that had a strong focus and could really deliver on some of the challenges, to be honest, that we were experiencing in our roles, and knowing that we could get in there and have a good go at it and make something which was going to deliver something that Perth didn't have.
And you were coming back, so you mentioned the four of you, but you were coming in from different roles as well. So there was some enterprise and some vendor. And,
correct.
And you obviously all brought those skills. But you naturally saw that opportunity in the market, and I think InfoSec people can see, the journey that we've had as an industry over the last sort of 20 or plus years. Have you seen that? It's been well worthwhile with the growth. How mature is the market becoming in WA?
Look, I would say over the past 12 to 18 months, the customer engagement that we have is absolutely accelerating. Even when we started, conversations were typically at a technical level, talking to technical managers or MIS type people. And what we're finding now is the interest from a board and a director's level down into the business, and executives really asking the question, what are we doing about cybersecurity? Have we got the bases covered? What do we need to do to make sure we don't end up on the paper or, in social media in a bad way and that sort of thing?
So you are finding, well, not from the director's perspective, it is that reputational protection that they're interested in mostly?
Yeah. Look, I think directors are very aware of what their corporate responsibility is to the business. That's the worst negative outcome of a security incident,
it's
right?
It's how to get their attention, yeah?
Well, yeah, look, I think the news that's coming out, actually someone said to me after WannaCry, that must have been good for business. And I said, we took a few calls over the weekend and we helped some customers out. It wasn't like the purchase orders came raining in, but the awareness that businesses have when there's such a newsworthy event, and then they start asking questions about, well, what if that was us? How are we prepared for that sort of a situation?
And how are you finding the second tier? Because, again, Western Australia is very mining, agriculture orientated, and, from a mining resources sector, they are some of the biggest in the world, if not the biggest. But then there's a lot of second tiers. How are you finding that level of the market?
I think awareness is growing. In a lot of cases, it comes down to the big guys budget for this. They know it's something they need to do. They've probably got a person with responsibility or a team. At the second tier, the awareness that it's something they need to do is there.
Because they're there part of a supply chain, yeah?
Exactly right. Their maturity around procuring cybersecurity services is growing, but it's something, you know, we talk to people and sometimes they're trying to understand what it is they're buying.
Yeah.
And how to compare and contrast our offering to someone else's offering.
So, and what are some of your strengths? I mean, and we'll talk about your staff profiles too, because you've got obviously experienced people, but you've also been, growing and mentoring graduates out of Edith Cowan University and some of the universities as well. How are you finding that experience?
Really rewarding, to be honest, yeah. So, you know, I think throughout my career, I've always been, encouraged and taught that innovation comes from the floor, right? You know, and the new people that we're bringing into the business have got great new ideas, just amazing appreciation of the space that they're in. And so, it sort of becomes from a director's responsibility. How do you encourage that? You know, how do we provide an environment which allows our staff to really stretch their wings around the sort of security challenges that they're seeing and that the market needs answers to?
Have you, how are you finding the graduates? We know ECU's quite well advanced in terms of their program, but still the transition from university through to industry.
Yeah.
Is there much of a gap there, and are you helping back into academics and the training programs to get them industry ready?
To fill the gap. Look, I think, you know, coming out of uni, and some of the courses are quite, focused, right? So 10 years ago, 15 years ago, people were coming out with just pretty much straight computer science degrees, and there was a big gap. So what we're finding now is people are coming out with more academic experience in their space. So, you know, we run three separate teams. So in the testing team, the guys that we're getting in there have a lot more understanding of what testing is and the mechanics of testing. And then the coaching, I guess, and the learning that we're doing with them is how do you start to apply that into a commercial sense, or, you know, how do you work with a customer who's got development challenges and budget constraints and, pressures that they're dealing with in their business? How do you kind of map the results that we're finding from a testing engagement into their business? So if we find a critical vulnerability, telling the customer to shut down the website isn't generally a commercial response that they can make, right?
Yes.
So, you know, trying to figure out, well, you know, how can we help that customer? How can we help them maintain that business process, but then provide security over the top, and treat the risk, for sure.
Now, I suppose that's something. Do you have an intern program, or is it a?
We don't, but it's something we're embarking on. Yeah, look, I guess the challenge of a rapidly growing business is having the time to focus on a whole bunch of different areas. We're getting to a scale now where we really can put the right focus into an intern program, and we've just started doing some things like high school work experience, and we've got a work integrated learning student coming through into next year. So, I guess a fast rate of change in our business has probably meant we couldn't develop that as much as we would love to have had. But it's something that we're certainly keen to do. And, you know, you look at, everyone's talking skill shortage. So the ability to bring some people in, give them something that they can maybe put on their resume, hopefully that's a project that kind of helps us internally as well.
Are you getting any assistance? Are you getting any assistance in this area at all, whether it's state government or federal government?
Not so much from a state or federal point of view, although I'd probably say we haven't sort of looked for any programs like that. ECU, obviously they've got a very big program, and they're very work integrated learning is a big component of their graduates coming through. So. Yeah.
Well, Asterisk have always supported the industry and been very actively involved, and I understand you're supporting the WA Capture the Flag.
That's correct.
Which is only in a couple of weeks, I believe. So well done. Steve, well done on 6 years. We'll maybe be here in another six, and you will actually get to that
we'll
60
personnel. Right.
So thank you very much for
Absolutely,
joining us.
Chris.
Lovely chatting to you.